You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin sa kabilang linya si Alex C. Siya ay advisor ng Cebuano Association of Australia. Salamat sa pagpapaunlak mo sa aking panayam.
No Alex, problem.
Pag-usapan natin itong darating na kapistahan ng sinulog. It's yes, this sinulog. Time of the year na busy ang karamihan sa ating mga kababayang Kristiyano dahil sa pagdiriwang ng sinulog. Yes. Napansin ko na isa ka na sa mga ito.
Yes, that's true, Christy. Yun ang pinastart natin yung sinulog dito sa Melbourne way back in 1981.
Ah, matagal na pala.
Tagal na. Yung sinulog celebration natin sa Cebu, that was originally organized in 1980. Tapos, in 1981, they started the first sinulog festival celebration sa Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung ano yun, because sinulog is about celebration ng Senior Santo Niño.
Yeah.
So that goes back way back to 1565.
Pero balikan natin yung sinabi mo na dito sa Victoria o sa Australia, nagsimula noong 1981.
That's right. That's when we first started yung organization natin yung the Australian Visayan Association of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And yung pioneer yun natin si Sister Leticia.
Ah, yeah, I remember,
That's right, yes. So Sister Leticia, together with the Australian Design Association of Australia, that's how we started yung sinulog celebration. What we did ay, kasi yung trabaho ni Sister Leticia was at Cabrini Hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. And so what we did, we celebrated Mass at the Cabrini Hospital Chapel.
So doon nagsimula yun.
Yeah, doon kami nag-start ng maliit lang mass. Tapos after that, we have a small fellowship.
Ibig mong sabihin, Alex, noong 1981 ka pa na-involved sa pagdiriwang na ito?
Yes, yeah. We started that in 1981.
Paano ang naging pagtanggap ng mga tao dito ngayong nandito na sila sa Australia?
The acceptance of the celebration of sinulog.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's really because we started very small, a small celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, as the Filipino population grew in Melbourne, we went to a park. So we went to a park in Caulfield to come in and celebrate. And then tapos yun, through word of mouth, it became bigger and bigger, yung celebration natin ng sinulog.
Okay.
So, and where it is now in South Clayton, Sanamatjira Park, we had that now for the last at least 20 years. We've been celebrating there every year.
Wow, ang tagal na pala, no? So, Alex, in your opinion, ano yung importance ng celebration ito?
To celebrate the infant child Jesus, yung Santo Niño. So there's a great history of that celebration of the small statue of the infant Jesus, Santo Niño. Because briefly, Magellan, when he landed in Cebu, gave a small image of the baby infant Jesus to Raja Humabon and Queen Amaya, who was later named Carlos and Juana after the King and Queen of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And that image, Ferdinand Magellan gave that to them. And then after that, they were baptized together with his followers. And that was the start of Christianity and Catholic in the Philippines at that time.
Okay.
So that was a significance. So after that, as you know, the demise of Magellan through Lapu-Lapu, 30 years later, there was another expedition by the Spaniards led by Legazpi.
Mm-hmm.
So Legazpi finally landed in Cebu, and because of the resistance of Raja Tupas, which is the nephew of Raja Humabon, fought against the Spaniards, and of course the Spaniards won. So amongst the chaos that time, and the ashes, burnt out ashes, there was one of Legazpi's soldiers saw a small image in the ruins, right? There was like a little church, a ruin. So tapos, he went there and saw the image of the infant child Jesus, the Santo Niño, which was really untouched. So what they did, they said that was the original gift of Magellan to Raja Humabon. And because it was so untouched, they built a church where that relic was found, which is now the Minore Basilica de Santo Niño in Cebu. So that church, the Santo Niño Church in Cebu, was the original site where that image was found by one of the soldiers of Legazpi. So that's the significance of the Santo Niño, celebrating the infant child of Jesus.
So knowing na ikaw taga Cebu, you know everything about that. Oh, siguro nagbasa ka rin ng ano. Pero yan ba isang bagay na sinasama sa pagtuturo ng history natin? Kasi hindi naman lahat nakakaalam ng kung ano yung pinagsimulan ng sinulog o pinagsimulan ng yun nga pag-celebrate itong Santo Niño.
Yeah, the people of Cebu through the image of, you know, the Santo Niño started the celebration called sinulog. Now the sinulog in Cebuano means the current of the river.
Yeah.
Right? Cebuanos love to honorin, abbreviate everything they said. So the sinulog is sug. Sug means current, the current of the water.
Oh, okay.
So when they dance to the song of Santo Niño, they dance like the flow of the river. So that's why they call it sinulog.
Yung pala yung daylan, bakit? Lagi sila nagsusway sa kanilang pagsasayaw.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's one step forward, two steps backwards, one step forward, two steps backwards, and that's how they dance. I mean, yung mga karamihan ko mga friends dito sa Melbourne, actually some of them are in Cebu to witness the sinulog celebration.
Umuwi pa sila.
Yeah, and I told them to visit the Basilica de Santo Niño in Cebu.
Mm.
And just witness the crowd, how they dance to the sinulog celebration.
Okay. Alex,
sinulog, yeah.
May naganap ng mga kapistahan sa ibang bahagi ng Victoria. I heard na ang pinakamalaking pagdiriwang ay gagawin dyan sa inyong lugar dyan, bandang Clayton. Bakit dyan yung pinakamalaki?
Well, at that time, Christy, yung mga members ng Australian Visayan Association of Australia, most of the members live in the southeast of Melbourne, mainly around Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, the church in South Clayton, St. Andrews, was so convenient, and there's a park across the road from the church. So we managed to ask the council permission to hold the festival in the park across the church. So that is why, because that is the original home of sinulog, that is why masyadong the biggest celebration there, because that is where everyone remembers and where everyone comes back to all the time to celebrate.
Ano-ano yung mga inaasahan o yung mga expected na magaganap sa kapistahan ng sinulog? Alam ko may mga sasayaw, di ba? Ano-ano pa yung magaganap?
Every year there's a lot of mga activities natin, pero there's always yung several sinulog dancers performing.
Uh-huh.
Merong kumakanta, merong mga rock and roll dancers, merong mga band playing. Tapos towards the end, merong bingo natin, magbibingo tayo, pero free bingo.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah.
So what's the bingo for?
Nothing, just for honoring, just for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah.
And tapos they can win some prizes.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Yeah.
It's just for people to gather, celebrate, and honoring kanang appreciate the sinulog. To pay homage to Santo Niño.
And also, every year merong theme, di ba? Ano yung theme ng sinulog for this year?
Actually, what we do with the sinulog, there hasn't been any theme, because the sinulog itself, Christy, is the theme. It's sinulog dancing.
Okay.
So since 1981, there hasn't been any themes, because Sinulog is Sinulog. That's it. Santo Niño is only one. So, wala kaming theme.
Okay.
It's always been Santo Niño Sinulog.
Okay. Alex, nabanggit ko kanina na yun nga, mayroon nangyaring mga festival sa ibang bahagi, no?
Yeah.
Sino-sino yung inaasahan nyo na magpa-participate sa Indian sa lugar ninyo dyan?
Some groups participating, Christy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that, listen, it's a free event. Anyone can come. Tapos, I know that there's several groups that have been coming along. It's really hard to keep track sinong pupunta, pero Sinulog has always been open and unity, so we accept anyone. But the good thing is some of the Sinulog dancers from Deer Park is coming,
mm-hmm.
The Sinulog dancers from Hoppers Crossing and is coming as well. So there's a few that has really supported us, and some of the Sinulog dancers from Corio in Geelong is coming as well to participate.
Okay.
Yes.
Just one question, Alex. Just something that caught my interest. Darating ba yung panahon na one day magkakasama-sama yung lahat ng mga grupo na nagdirimong ng Sinulog dito sa Victoria? Magsasama-sama sila to have one big Sinulog festival na dinadaluhan ng, tulad ng sa Pilipinas, na dinadaluhan ng libo-libong katao?
Yeah.
Kasi iba't iba nagse-celebrate, pero I know you know the celebration is for the Santo Niño. So do you think it will happen?
Well, that's how we started. Only one big celebration at Sinulog, and that was always been in South Clayton.
Ah, okay.
And
so
then that was since 1981 for about 10 years, I think. There was only one Sinulog, and Sinulogs always fall every third Sunday ng January.
Ah, so yung mangyayaring Sinulog pala sa South Clayton, yan na yung sama-sama yung lahat.
That's right. There used to be one celebration.
Yeah.
And then all the groups have come across everywhere from Melbourne coming mm-hmm. along. Tapos because the Filipino population has spread so much, that is why they're celebrating at different times of January.
Yeah.
Because the population has grown, there's more people in the West, and that is why they're celebrating there as well. But you know what? It doesn't really matter, because you're still celebrating, you know, Santo Niño in itself.
Well, on that note, Alex, thank you so much for your time, and good luck at sana maraming dumalo sa inyong kapistahan sa linggong ito, ano? Gusto mo bang imbitahan ang ating mga listeners?
Yes, this Sunday, January 20, the Mass at St. Andrew starts at 1 p.m. And then after that, we have the celebration across the road straight after. So, South Clayton, St. Andrews, it's on Springs Road in South Clayton, and Tapos Yung Park is on Springs Road as well. So, Christy, thank you so much for this afternoon. I hope to see you there as well.
Yeah, I'll try my best. Thank you so much, Alex. Okay?
Thank you so much
for your time. Okay,
you.
Bye for now.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.